Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Her vast knowledge, coupled with her innate intuitive abilities, have made her a much sought-after holistic intuitive recognized as a leader on the cutting edge of holistic healthcare and the creator of TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System. Tune in to learn how your body has all of the answers and discover the power to transform physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Let your body become vibrantly healthy on every level. Call in during the show at 800-930-2819 to connect with Mary Jane directly and find out what thousands of clients from across the country with every physical issue imaginable have discovered. Now here's your host, Mary Jane Mack.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. This morning is a little different for us as we're doing it from the ranch. All right. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been doing the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, since 1992. It's a form of muscle testing the body, finding out where your nutritional deficiencies are, and then recommends the proper nutrition, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings you back into balance. And today, with everything going on in the world, Mary Jane's going to fill you all in on how healthy are you for today's challenge. And with that, hello, Mom. We have to sit close.
Hello, Nancy. Hi, Benny.
Hi, good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. And you guys, you look amazing. Just this is kind of like first timer here going on live through the Facebook and the Zoom features because, of course, we are doing the best that we can to protect everyone and everyone around us. We're going actually further than just 6 feet right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right, guys. Added protection.
We're taking our social distancing very seriously.
There you go.
We're a little close right now.
You two can get away with it. But
we've taken our nutrition, so
yes,
we're in good shape.
We're excellent. But let me just throw this out. If you do have a question for Mary Jane, Benny is in the studio, and we are taking your questions. So you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, Mary Jane?
Well, hello. It definitely is an interesting time. It's no traffic on the road. On my way to work yesterday, there were two cars, so it was pretty amazing. Our office is open. We're only doing phone consultations and pickup. You can pick up products outside the door. No coming in the office, but we will continue to take good care of all of our clients.
Well, let me just say, a lot of your clients are phone consultations anyway, so
yeah. This was very easy.
Yeah,
very
not
easy.
Too much has changed for the office. So.
We had new people this week, and they were just as happy with the phone consultation and got a better understanding of how it works and what I do. So it's all good. And it's an opportunity for, again, for those people out there who have not been in or had a checkup on their health. It's a really easy, simple way to find out how healthy you are by calling our office for an appointment and getting tuned up to being the best you could be. Because even though you might think you're healthy, your digestion might not be good. You may be going to the store and taking all kinds of products just that you think will boost your immune system. However, if you have a gallbladder issue or a digestive issue or kidneys that are backed up, you're not going to absorb and take in that nutrition the way you should. And that's often why I don't make recommendations of specific products over the show, because our products are so good and potent that if you don't have a good digestive system, they won't work, or you'll feel sicker because you can't digest and absorb them. So that's why we recommend even the family members of all our clients, it's a good time to come in now, get tuned up, and know that you are the best you could be in this stressful challenge. And sometimes you got to stop and think, what is this really all about? Why is this happening? It's about just stopping and looking at what's going on in your life instead of all the panic and all the chaos. You know, the universe, through the years, when it's ready to clean things up and things aren't working right, boy, we got smacked all over the world. So it looked like a lot of us weren't doing things right. And that has a lot to do with what this is about.
Yeah, it's like a wake-up call. And not necessarily a bad thing. It's just time to take a step back, find out what's truly important, and refocus all of our attention on what we can do to make it better. Number one thing is stop hoarding food. The poor elderly people, they need some food too. I don't think there's a food shortage. Nobody said anything about that. So buy what you need. Don't panic. Don't buy into all the media. Maybe get yourself updated once or twice a day, but then turn it off. Step back. Beautiful weather here in the Pacific Northwest. Step outside, read a book, play with your kids.
I think, you know, ladies, if I jump in, as far as for the food aspect, I think everyone's doing fine. It's just limited arrival for the items coming in for the delivery. And when you spin it back the other direction, you have companies like, you know, Albertsons and Safeways and a lot of them. They're actually hiring people to help deliver to get the food and products to those people who can't make it out. So that's always something to help out and look into.
Exactly.
Right.
It's craziness. It's hysteria. So don't panic, people. It's okay. We're all going to get through this.
Yeah, they're starting to slow down a little bit, but it's misunderstanding of what's going on and their own panic and anxiety. But it's a good time. Things are, they're stepping it up, and so it'll be easier to get those things we need. So it's all about just taking good care of yourself. I'm sure you've heard these things over and over again. Most important thing is washing your hands, not touching your face. The virus is spread by touching. If you're touching your nose, blowing your nose, and not washing your hand, that's a very contagious way to spread the virus. So, and hand sanitizers are okay, but it does not take the place of soap and water. It's the friction and the soap. Actually, I heard someone speak today, a known doctor, and what he talked about was the soap actually breaks down the molecules in the virus to help break it down compared to the hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizers are basically overrated. They don't really do all that you think they do. So stick to basic cleanliness and washing your hands.
Yeah, hand sanitizers are probably great when you go to the grocery store. You slap a little hand sanitizer on before you touch your cart, or a lot of the stores have those wipes. So do that. And then when you get home, make sure you wash your hands with soap and water.
Yeah, and just keep in mind some of the symptoms of the virus, just the common simple things are the fever, dry cough, fatigue, phlegm, or a productive cough. Sometimes people go into pneumonia, shortness of breath because it affects your lungs, sore throat, headache, muscle and joint pain, chills. A lot of those things, if you're basically healthy, you're not going to have such a reaction to the virus, because many people have it. And within 2 weeks, they're just totally recovered with very few symptoms. So there's the extreme people who might have already been compromised, and didn't. Sometimes people walk around and think they're healthy, and they're not. And then they get blasted with this, and it could really wipe them out and cause them some severe issues, like being in the hospital a lot longer. So when most of the time it's just like you have the flu, it's not over dramatic, so you just ride it out and stay home and keep your family home, and you'll all be okay. So another thing about why when you're home, besides your own personal hygiene, just keep in mind your house. It's a good time to go down that checklist of what's going on in your house. And that means, again, the shower curtains, the bathrooms, how clean are they? I know it's hard to get cleaning supplies, but even vinegar, if you have it, to clean and cut the mold. But anything that's around the house that you know you thought about cleaning or getting a new shower curtain, those things are real important, because when you're breathing in that mold, now that weakens you and makes you more sensitive to this virus. The other thing is we always talk about cleaning the drains. And the drains, again, it's a fourth to a half a cup of baking soda with a couple cups of white vinegar down every drain, and then flush it with hot water. If your drains have mold and mildew, and it doesn't matter whether it's a new house or an old house, that the fumes come up from that mold and mildew and you breathe it in, and that gives you a toxic stomach. When you have a toxic stomach, that goes through your kidney and bladder, and then that can cause lung issues and breathing issues, sinus issues. So it's referred, but if your house is clean, you can stop a lot of these symptoms, like allergies. I mean, from dust, and there's make sure under your house is clean, that there's no bugs or rodents or drippings around your house. All things that protect you, bring the energy up, so that it's when you're around that energy, you feel good.
There you go. Also, good time to do all your light switches, especially if you have little ones around the house, because everybody's touching light switches and doorknobs. So maybe just keep those clean.
And your kids' stuffed animals, throw them in the dryer. And if you have a sanitized cycle, put it on that. Same with the pillows, because you can freshen them up just doing that. And so just simple things that you, I mean, you're all locked in your house. It's a good time to pick out a project. You don't have to do it all at once. Pick out a project, your blinds, your curtains, and get them dusted or vacuumed. And start with one thing at a time. And before you know it, you'll know how you change the energy of your surroundings and make it better. So those are just some of the things that you need to do. And it's about why, again, why is this happening? It's happening for you to slow down. I think out of this, all this trauma and negativity, I think a lot of positive things are going to come out, because now people have to kind of just settle down and look at what's going on. And if you look at the good, just being with your family, not thinking about, oh, I'm with my family, they're going to drive me crazy. Think about things that you could do to make your family better, make your kids better. What kind of activities can they do that's positive? And again, even with you and your husband, I saw somebody at Costco last week, and they had a bottle of liquor in their
cart.
And Nancy said that they said they were going to be home. Maybe they should get another one. And then the woman said, oh, no, we already got another one at home.
Because they were working together. So it was funny. So I think the other thing is you got to find some humor in this. And I mean, I know it's a very serious situation, but sometimes little humor, little silliness helps to break some of that stress and the tension. So, you know.
Well, because when you're stressed and you have all that tension, that's how people get sick. We've talked about that in the last several shows. It's the stress that causes the emotional, structural, physical imbalance. And so this is a perfect time to learn how to manage that stress and know that, you know, you're not in control. You're in control of yourself, your family, and you could do a really good job with that. The other thing is just send good energy to those around you.
All right. It's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind, and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're talking about how healthy are you and your challenge for today from the one and only Mary J. Mack. So, Mary Jane, what's our challenge for today?
Well, the challenge is just staying healthy. And so many people go along and they think they're healthy and they're not. And then they're with the family and they're exposed to everything in the family. So it's a time to look into it. I've had clients the last couple of weeks or 5 weeks. Oh my goodness. And the one client, it's been about 5 weeks. When I talked to her yesterday, she said, when she came in, she had done it all. She had no results. She came in with a somber face. And when we talked and then I told her what was going on, she said, you mean there's hope for me? And she was really serious. You mean there's hope? And got her on the program. The next week she came in and she actually was smiling and already feeling better. So I think yesterday was about 5 weeks. She dramatically better. Of course, we did it by phone. I could feel her smile though. And she said, if I would have only known how amazing and simple this was compared to where I've been and where I am today, I'm amazed and I feel so good. I am so happy. And that's what you can have. It doesn't matter where you're at. She was basically down deep in a hole. She was depressed, health-wise not doing well. And every week saw improvement and that there was hope. And now she's just dramatically better in just 5 weeks. So my message to you is, we talked last time about the discovery consultation and it was a great success and we'd like to offer that again. And what that is what I would like, my goal is to help as many people as I can. It's about knowing that I know you can be better. So while I'm here on this planet, that's what I want to do. So I'm offering this to you.
Again,
it's a discovery consultation. It's a 15-minute consultation, and you call in, and it's $49 for that consultation. And when you call in, you just tell me your story in brief. We have 15 minutes, so you tell me what's going on, and then I'll be able to tell you how I can help you. And if there was something going on and I couldn't help you, I would refer you out. However, that just usually doesn't happen. But I can answer your questions and make this easier and then take you to the next step as you're ready to do that. So again, it's a 15-minute consultation. You call for the appointment. It's $49, and we'd be happy to hear from you and take you to the next level. It's like a no-brainer, right?
I mean, it is a no-brainer. I mean, he doesn't want to be healthy or find out where you are with your health, or if you're an athlete. I know Mary Jane has a lot of professional athletes that want to, you know, stay at their peak performance. So, you know, you don't have to be ill. You don't have to have an ailing problem in order to see Mary Jane. If you want to continue your health, call. And be the best you can be. Yeah. Find out where you're at on that scale and go from there.
And then, you know, if you are healthy and don't need very few, I have had a few people that need only, I mean, very few products, very few. And they are very healthy. So then we just do what we need to support them. And again, it's also looking at the emotional and the structural. We're looking at the whole body, the whole picture. So not just one area.
Not just your symptoms. And the other thing is that everybody usually has a list of symptoms. All these things are wrong. But with the muscle testing, Mary Jane's able to find out not where the symptoms are, but what's causing, what's the root cause. And I know we've talked about this a lot on the radio show. A lot of people will have shoulder pain, but it's really not your shoulder, it's your gallbladder, or it's something else. So you're walking around with shoulder pain, thinking your shoulder's out, you're gonna have to have surgery, whatever the problem may be. Mary Jane's able to tap in, and your body will let her know exactly what's going on. And then she'll recommend the proper nutrition for you.
It's so much fun what I do. And my goal and purpose is to help people live the best, your best life. And I know that you can do that. And just pick up the phone, give us a call, come in for that appointment.
Or call. And, right now, sure, you got to call for the appointment. Yeah. No coming in.
Oh, no coming in. They're all gone. Everything is by phone. Consultant. And yesterday I had a client, she was a fairly new client, and she set up a new appointment for her two-year-old. And the two-year-old's had some issues for a long time. And she wasn't quite sure what was going on. She had the flu quite a while ago, and since then she just hasn't been very happy. So when I checked her, the little one has a bile duct issue, and that when you have a bile duct issue, kids are crabby. It's like babies can have that, and babies will be colicky. And so if it's a baby, we give the nutrition to the mom, and then the baby gets it if they're nursing, and it takes a short time to pull them out of that. And this little one is just like her mom. Her mom had this, and you're born with your parents' nutritional
deficiencies.
Right. So when I said what was going on with her, and then I asked, is she crabby? Oh yeah, she's crabby. I said, does her little belly get bloated? Well, sometimes it does. So all the things that I described, she doesn't sleep at night. She wakes up at night. She has trouble with her digestion and her bowels. So everything fit when I explained what was going on. And the other interesting thing was this little one drooled a lot. And when you drool, that's a tired brain. Anytime you drool, your brain is tired. Your heart's your main battery, your brain is your second battery. And when sometimes people can drain you, and then if you're around, for example, if you're around a lot of older people or tired people, like a nursing home, those people are really tired because they have no stimulus. Well, pretty soon you're drooling. You could just kind of fall asleep.
I'm going to admit this. I was on a plane, sat next to somebody who was super chatty. I felt really good. I'd say within 5 minutes, I was asleep. I woke up and I actually felt like I was drooling all over. Embarrassing. But it happens. It's true. If you actually pay attention, if you're around certain people, you will find your energy is changing, and
yeah, and you're tired. And it could be you. I have had other clients who said, "Oh my gosh, I was in a meeting yesterday, and I actually was dozing off." And this has happened to her before. And it's like when you're around people and you're under stress, so much stress, people are tired and they suck your energy. And that's what'll happen. So that's not a good thing when you're dozing off and you're just sitting there. So those are things we look at and we can take care of and get you fine-tuned. So call for that discovery consultation. We want you to be the best you can be. It's easy. And this is a perfect time. It's a perfect time.
And Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. The other thing I want to mention about the kids and the babies, the kids are usually notice a difference almost, you know, within a couple of days.
Kids get better very fast.
Same with pets.
They don't have the emotions and the baggage that adults do. So when kids or babies come in, I follow them through till they're stable, but it doesn't take that long. And then I have the moms have them check back. Once we get you stable, we have you check back. I just muscle test when you need to be checked again. That way we keep you fine-tuned on the edge and be the best you can be. You don't have to wait till you get sick or have a problem.
Keep all those little ones happy. When little ones are happy, mom and dad are usually happy. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enable this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, It's Your Time to Shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and unfortunately, we are not in the studio with Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hello, but a good thing we are recording this visually and with the audio, so you're welcome to check it out afterwards to see all the shiny faces other than mine. Sorry, but it happens. I'm still there in vocals, so you know you could still just imagine.
You can check it out on Facebook.
The perfectness,
and on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, perfect.
So what I wanted to say again, it's this is the perfect time to come in, and what Nancy mentioned during the break is we'll show you a little demo. Now, usually you stand up for this; you don't have to, but usually you do. So I'm going to show you what this looks like when somebody's in our office and I'm testing. And then if you're not in the office, remember I'm intuitive. So all I have to do is I'm doing the same thing, but in my head. I'm thinking of you as if you're in front of me and I'm going through the same system. And I can tell exactly where you're out of balance. It's just like I'm using your arm. It's like I know the numbers. And the numbers change.
Well, and you're tapping into their energy. And we all know energy is infinite. So you're just.
But sometimes the gal I talked to yesterday, because I was doing the 2-year-old, and she was new too, she said, how do you do that? And she just thought it was fascinating. And why she thought it was so fascinating is everything I said about the little one fit. And she said, yes, she is like that. And so it made so much sense to her and came together, and the solution was not that difficult. So she was very excited. So anyway, what I have people do I explain when you do muscle testing, you're testing the body's nervous system. The body, when it's out of balance, it sends nerve conduction to the organ to heal that part of the body. It's as if you fell and you hurt your knee and it's red hot and swollen, you put your hand on your knee and you could feel that heat, even off your knee. Well, when your organs are out of balance, your body is sending from your spine more nerve conduction to that organ to heal it. So it creates what we call a hot spot off the body. So I don't have to touch your body. I could feel that energy off your body. And when I'm following the system, I'm holding your arm, keep the elbow straight. I'm holding the arm, and between the eyes is a polarity point. And when I touch there's always electricity coming out of that part of the body. So when I touch that electricity goes through me. I'm holding the arm, and as soon as it gets to the first large muscle, the arm's going to drop. An example would be if three kids are holding hands on a farm, and the first kid grabs a hot wire fence, it's the last kid in line that takes the shot. Only the difference is there's no pain.
There's no shock.
Your arm just drops. So that tells me that you're electrical, and now I could go into the system. And I'm just going to show you the basics of what I do. I'm checking your brain for emotions, your structure for your structural balance, and your nutrition for your organs. And your body will take me to what I do numbers, 0 to 10 or 10 to 15. When I hit a number, your body tells me exactly whether it's an organ. If the organ's a 3, it's not functioning well. If the organ is a 20, it's over. It's inflamed.
It's working overtime.
So that tells me what nutrition you use. And the nutrition that I use is Biotics Research, top of the line nutrition products. There are none that are any better. They have a lab and their quality control is the top of the line. And when they get products in, if their products don't meet the standards, they get knocked down to the next company. So when you get a product from Biotics, all the tablets in the bottle are almost identical. And they're tested all the time for quality control. If you go to the health food store, you think you're buying 500 milligrams of vitamin C, there are not two capsules in there that are the same. So you're not getting anything you think. But that's why I have great results. when I figure out what protocol you're going to take, what nutrition, how many, it's exactly what you need. And I know in a certain time, you're going to be better. And if those numbers are low or high, they're all going to come to normal with your program. And if anything's not right, we can figure it out. There's always an answer. And that's why it's so much fun.
She is pretty amazing. I mean, she is my mom, but she is amazing. I've been taking the nutrition since 1992 myself. And what she's done is she's taught me, you know, now I'm able, if something's off in my body, now I'm able to figure out what it is that I need because I've been doing this so long. But there are a few times when I'll say, hey, I'm not feeling good. What is it that I need? And she's right on all the time.
Well, the thing is, I want to teach you tools and skills so you can figure things out. That's what it's about. Not so that, you know, I give you things that if this it goes this way, then you take a little more of this product so that it's ongoing. It's lifestyle change. But then you certainly get to a maintenance. But I don't just work on your nutrition. I'm working on your emotions, where you are in your life. What do you want? It's like there's so many people that don't know where they're going or what they're going to do. And I can help them by muscle testing, figure out what's best.
Well, that's true, because you have a lot of clients who come in who are buying a house. So they'll ask, I saw three houses. Which ones do you think? And you'll muscle test or it can
and
be
I'm
a
muscle
job.
Test, yeah, I'm muscle testing which one is the best for them. And the big thing is I do jobs. I do careers. What kind of career? What kind of job should I get?
Houses.
I do. And you could test anything. You could test anything. But it's all about doing the best for you so that you wind up getting better and better in everything you do. And if you go to buy a house, it doesn't test good, and you go and buy it anyway, you're probably going to have problems with it.
Or it just might be a lot of difficulty, paperwork, delays. And then you have to take a step back again and say, it's not working out. And we always say, there's always something better.
Yeah,
there's
always
something better. So that's the universe's way of saying, this isn't for you. There's something better. So it's about just, like I said.
Especially with jobs and career changes, it's trust your gut. If it's not working, don't fight it. You get to a point in your life, you never have to settle. And when we start settling, that's what pushes us back.
Or if you think you want it so bad, then you start fighting for it even more.
Yeah.
And then you just become disappointed instead of looking like at all the big picture. Why isn't this working? Why is it seems to always have like roadblocks put up? So again, take a step back, relax. And always know there is something better for you.
And so it's the whole picture we want for you. I want you to be happy in every area of your life. That's why what I do is so much fun. It gives you another way to look at things.
And what you do is, I mean, it truly is her passion besides the horses. I mean, that's what she does. She has no intention of slowing down whatsoever with her business. I mean, that's, she loves it. I mean, wouldn't it be great if all of us can be like Mary Jane?
Now, have
something that we love so much.
I have no intention of retiring. That doesn't even enter my paradigm. My goal is to help as many people as I can to be the best they can be. And that's why I'm offering this discovery consultation for you to take advantage of that. Give me a call. Let's just chat. I'm going to let you chat most of the time.
And yeah. And remember, it is only 15 minutes. So have your bullet points there because a lot of people want to hear the whole story. But if you want to call Mary Jane's office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And it could be for you, a family member. And don't forget, she has pets.
Yeah, or friends, people that you know are having issues. You know, sometimes people try and get their family to come into me And what I've done is I always tell them, you don't, the more you push, sometimes the more family resists, especially husbands or even wives. So what I do is just say, give them the information because they will see the results that you have. And then they will know that how this works. And recently we've just handed out this discovery consultation memo and handed it to give it to the family members. And that works. Now they're keep the family out of it and give, make it their idea and come in. And it's a whole different way to look at it.
Well, a lot of times when people are, let's say somebody will make an appointment for a friend, it's not going to work. If the friend is coming and they really don't want to be there, there's going to be a problem and it's not going to work.
Same with kids. Yeah. Same with teenagers and kids.
But on the other hand, Mary Jane has had a younger person in their 20s that was referred, who came in and then referred like four or five of his friends.
And then they referred more of their friends.
And they, when they came into the office, they said, we don't have no idea what you do. All we know is so-and-so told us to come in. And it just kind of like took off from there.
And they didn't care what I did. I explained it to them, but, you know, coming in cold, they still had no idea. But they didn't care because they had results and they were happy.
Yeah, the friend had results, so there was that trust.
And they all had results, so it was good.
All right. Sorry, but it's time for us to take another short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy here with Mary Jane. And we are talking about how healthy are you for today's challenge. And Mary Jane's challenging us all on our how healthy we are. Basically, we've talked about what you can do to stay healthy, try and protect your immune system. Obviously, we've heard it the past couple of weeks. You know, wash your hands, use your sanitizing wipes, keep your social distancing.
Well, and here are some of the common things that I see. And these are all the people that are really at risk or have issues. The people that have allergies now are in trouble because they have runny noses and they're sneezing and they certainly can't be around anybody because it doesn't work. So, and they're trying to do it right, but sometimes they have to go out and they have to go to the store. So that's what we're seeing is people with allergies that we can help. And anybody with asthma, you're at high risk because if you get any of this, most of this is all in your chest and lungs. And the same, anytime you have bladder issues always affect your lungs and your sinuses. It's Chinese medicine, kidney, bladder, lung. So it's all connected. And because sometimes people think they have sinus or chest congestion or colds, and it's really a bladder issue that you have to figure out. And then along with that, often you have a toxic stomach, get bacteria in the stomach. And the bacteria in the stomach is from microwaving food, having drains in your house that are bad, eating toxic or bad food, and sometimes even good food can be bad. So when you get a toxic stomach, all those toxins go through your kidney and bladder and irritate your bladder and can cause urgency, frequency, and somebody could say, I could hardly make it to the bathroom all of a sudden. That's from a toxic stomach when you have that.
So I want to know, let's just go back. So even you said even good food can be bad. What do you mean by that?
Well, good food that has no energy. So you could go to a restaurant or go to the grocery store.
I can't go to any restaurants lately.
No, but if you did go, you could still get takeout.
That's true.
See, I can score the food and muscle test it. But sometimes you get food that's not that good. You know, people get food poisoning. They go to a restaurant and they have diarrhea and they had their stomach bothers them. That's a toxic stomach. And when you have diarrhea, your body's trying to get rid of the poison. So that's what it is. You're flushing it out. But it can be from food you buy in the grocery store. It may not be even organic food. Just because it's organic doesn't mean it's alive and fresh. Organic can be, some of it doesn't look that good. Just because they call it organic doesn't mean it's coming from the best place. It could look kind of wimpy and not as good. So you just never know. And people say, well, I don't wash it because it's organic. Well, that's a mistake. You have to wash all your fruits and vegetables with like apple cider vinegar and water solution to lift off any dirt or chemicals or bacteria. Think about how these things are handled and transferred. So you have to wash everything. It doesn't matter. And again, just because it's organic doesn't mean it's perfect. So that's how you get a toxic stomach.
And I have to agree, because when I've been in the grocery store, some of the organic produce looks sad, very sad.
Well, sometimes, you know, organic is always better if you're getting good organic. And now today I will say there's more choices and better quality that it's easy to find. If you're buying regular vegetables that aren't organic, again, you wash them with vinegar, like a fourth a cup of apple cider vinegar, and Bragg's vinegar is the best. And then 3/4 water and put it in a spray bottle. Or you get all your produce when you get it, just throw it in the sink in cold water and put a fourth a cup of the vinegar in there and just swish it around and let it sit and lift the chemicals and the dirt off of it, and then just rinse it well. So that's what's important about any produce, that you wash it well.
Do you do that with oranges?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just curious.
A lot of fruit and apples too, they coat them. And so it's, you know, you could feel the film on them because they store them and coat them.
Well, some are shinier mm-hmm. than others.
Exactly. But you want to use even oranges, doesn't matter, because when you like anything like watermelon, you got to do it too, melons, because when you cut it, if you don't wash it, you cut it. Well, that the toxins and chemicals goes right into the fruit.
I've never thought of that way.
Absolutely.
See, so. Even I'm learning something new today with the rest of you.
So it's all those things, you know, watermelon can cause a lot of bad stuff in with food poisoning.
I have food poisoning from watermelon.
Yeah.
It is not fun. I will say too, those people who are buying the bagged lettuce and bagged vegetables that are pre-cut, some are organic, some are not. You have to wash it.
Yeah, you have to wash it because they put stuff on that. Even cheese, grated cheese, that's there. They put preservatives on that too. So again, when you're the big thing is today is people are looking for what they can have in store. People are walking out with cases of Spam with top ramen noodles.
All things
that are really bad for you. And it's just as easy to buy quality food that you have to cook that you could still store and have. But though, if you're going to just bunker down and eat junk food like that, well, that's a good reason you could get sick again. So be careful what you're eating. Don't think you got to go to World War II and stock up like they did at that time.
Well, I did. I have to say, I went to the grocery store the other day.
Still better then.
Yeah. I went to the grocery store the other way, and one man had one cart full of frozen pizzas and frozen food. And then in the other cart, it was like your canned SpaghettiOs and all these other canned things. Like I said, there's no food shortage. So buy what you need, eat the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the most important thing is eat healthy and take care of yourself. And anybody that's got chronic colds and sore throats, it comes from your house a lot of times, the drains. So these are the things that you don't even think of. You just live with and you think it is your immune system, but you don't know what the cause of it is. And then people are tired and depressed. They're bummed out. So, you know, you don't have to live a life like that. You could live a happy, healthy life. It's a good time to look and reflect and change things. And not for you, but for just think about the universe, what a big impact this will have, because people are starting to care about one another and being kind. And if it changes you at a certain level, I mean, at this level, it's what's going to help change the world. Absolutely.
Because yeah, it's affected
the world.
It's a worldwide problem. So it's a wake up call for all of us in the universe to, hey, let's be respectful, compassionate, take a step back, slow down, and prioritize what's really important to us. All right. We're running out of time, but I do want to mention Mary Jane has that discovery consultation, $49. Get your bullet points. She'll tell you the honest truth. Yes, I can help you. I'll refer you out, but I'm going to say 99% of the time, she's got the answers. But she doesn't have the answers. Your body has the answers.
Yeah.
She's just able to get the answers out of your body.
And it'll all make sense.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. Final few words.
Don't wait to get checked out. Remember, this is a wonderful time to be evaluated. The TAPS system that I use is safe, easy. And you can have the beginning of a great life. If you have a great life, it'll only be better. So give us a call.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay vigilant. Wash your hands. Don't panic. And enjoy. We'll all catch you next month.
You've been listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Tune in every month and peel your layers like an onion into the healthier you. Learn with Mary Jane Mack how to achieve wellness rather than curing disease. Mary Jane has a remarkable ability to intuitively identify what's going on in the body, what it needs to be well, and how to make that change. She's also worked with thousands of clients and their pets from across the country with every physical illness imaginable. Make an appointment with her now by visiting MaryJMack.com or call 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.